This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's been quite the ebb and flow in Americans' savings the past 3-4 years. We socked lots of money away early on in the pandemic, but as inflation started to bite and government relief programs started to expire, bank balances started to go south and people have been increasingly relying on credit cards to get by, and also by tapping into their retirement accounts. The latest data on this, Fidelity Investments reported this week that the percentage of workers making what are called hardship withdrawals from their retirement accounts ticked up again in the third quarter to 2.3%. Now, yes, that is a small percentage of the American labor force, but A, it is almost 4 million people, and B, those withdrawals could have big implications for all those people in the long run, as Marketplace's Henry App reports.
A hardship withdrawal from a retirement account has to be for an actual hardship, says Mike Shamrell with Fidelity.
It's not like they are looking to take a vacation or go to their college roommate's bachelorette party in Napa or something like that.
The most common reasons for these kinds of withdrawals in Fidelity's latest report, avoiding eviction or foreclosure and paying medical expenses. Teresa Ghilarducci is a professor of economics at the New School.
So it's just part of that whole scene of households not having as much wealth and having more debt than they did in the last couple of years.
Inflation and student loan repayments are already draining American savings, she says. So when they're hit with an emergency expense, their retirement funds are their only backup. In the short term, they'll have to pay taxes on those withdrawals, she says, which can hurt long term too.
Most people who take it out are people who are prone to financial trouble, and so they don't make it up later on in life. And they end up in retirement with a much higher risk of being poor.
But a hardship withdrawal may be better than other options, says Angie Chen at Boston College's Center for Retirement Research.
Because then they're not accessing debt measures or credit cards to pay off these expenses.
But the fact that some Americans are facing these choices at all points to a bigger problem, says Greg McBride, a financial analyst at Bankrate.
Americans are undersaved for emergencies and retirement as well, but that's not a new trend. That's become as much of the American fabric as baseball and apple pie.
It may be slow to roll out, McBride says, but next year there is a new federal law taking effect that will make it easier to access retirement funds for emergencies. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.